Greetings and welcome to this episode of The Profit in the Nonprofit, where you will discover what it takes to start, build, and fund your nonprofit. So today, we're going to talk about vision and value in the profit. So last week's show, we talked about your mission statement, and we touched a little bit on the vision statement. And I'm sticking with this theme of the why right now, because I feel like I must drill into those of you who are interested in starting up a nonprofit, and those of you who have one, but you're wondering why maybe it's not where it should be, or maybe you're not getting the funds or the resources that you need. The biggest thing about that is your why, but your why has to show up in your mission. It has to show up in your vision, and you need to have a value statement, because your value statement says who you are at the core. It talks about how your organization is run and everything you do, how you pick your staff, how you pick your board, comes from this value statement. So I want to help you understand why we're staying in this vein right now, because it is vitally important. Because if you can't show your why in everything that you do, then you're going to keep stumbling over everything. It's not going to make sense to your board of directors. It won't make sense to your staff. It's not even going to make sense to the donors and the powers to be where you're trying to get funding from. So last week, we talked about the vision, the mission. This week is the vision. And as I said last week, the vision statement is different. The vision statement talks about future. It tells a description of a future you are ultimately working towards. So mission is now, but your vision is future. And it's the same principle as your mission statement. Is a short phrase describing the future that you are working towards, i.e. your final destination or desired end state. For people who have domestic violence shelters, their biggest thing is they want to eradicate domestic violence. They want a world where there is no domestic violence, so to speak. And, that's kind of shortened to the point, but that's typically how a vision statement is. It is short and it's to the point, and it's the same principle. It's clear, which means it's easy to understand. It's concise. That means it's short and to the point. You don't want anything that's like a paragraph. You want somebody to recognize your vision statement and know that it's associated with your nonprofit and what the work that you're trying to do in the community. So here are some examples of a vision statement: world without Alzheimer's disease, leaving a healthy planet for our children and grandchildren, every child reading by the age of 6. Those are some to the point vision statements, right? And so you want to think along those lines, but it also still institutes your why. World without Alzheimer's. So if you're someone who has a nonprofit that provides services around Alzheimer's, the vision statement speaks to what you're trying to do and the services you're trying to offer. But it also ties into your mission statement. So your mission statement, again, is current, but your vision statement is futuristic. And here is what I want you to think when you're thinking about your your vision statement. What does success look like for your organization? So it should answer these key questions. What does success look like for your organization? How will the world be different if we succeed in your mission and vision? And what makes your organization unique? So when you're creating your mission, you're creating your vision, it should answer those questions, because a donor is going to want to know what makes you unique, what's different than somebody else who's doing maybe something similar. So you want to make sure that you're answering those questions. What does success look like for your organization? How will the world be different if you should succeed in your mission and your vision? And what makes your organization unique? See the future You want to see the future. And so do the people who are giving you their money. So what would the world look like if this problem was solved? What would it look like if you could eradicate domestic violence, if you will, or in homelessness? Since these are some of the major things that are happening right now, what would the world look like if this problem was solved? If you were completely successful, what would this look like for you and the community that you are serving? What would it look like? So you want to be succinct when you are doing your mission statement. You want to be succinct when you're also creating your vision statement and understand that they are two separate things, yet they tie together. Because again, one is present, right? This is what you're doing right now. And then the other is future. And so when we come back, I want to help you understand why a value statement is also important and why you need to have one in order to run your organization the way that you want it to be run, but also to get the right people in your organization. So we're going to take a 30-second commercial break and we'll be right back.
Hello and welcome. This is Allison G. Daniels. I am so excited about my podcast, The Author's Lab. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m., where I will be providing powerful tips, tools, and techniques about writing. Hope to see you there.
Are you looking to start a nonprofit and don't know where to begin? Or are you a nonprofit owner who's looking for funding? Greetings, I am Sandra Chaney, and I have over 20 years of experience helping nonprofits either find funding or helping you to create your nonprofit. Schedule a free 25-minute consultation with me, Sandra Chaney, a nonprofit consultant and funding strategist. You may contact me at www.sandrachaney.com. Click on coaching and you'll see nonprofit strategists. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Welcome back. I am your host, Sandra Chaney, and we were talking in the last segment about your vision and the importance of having your vision. So now I really want to talk about value statement and why that is so important, right? So let me first explain to you what a value statement is. And if you already know Humor Me, you know, I'm a life learner, so I've learned not to assume that I know everything, because, you know, sometimes you got to hear the information over and over again to really get it into your system and to understand it. So a value statement represents core beliefs of the organization that inspire and guide its choices and the way it operates and deals with people. A value statement, I'm going to say that again, represents the core beliefs of the organization that inspire and guide its choices in the way it operates and deals with people. These values should be embedded in both your mission and vision and a part of all internal and external communication. Here are some examples, you know, of a value statement. And it doesn't have to be like a statement. It could be single words. So for me, my personal core values are authenticity, are truth, are laughter, are love. Those are the value statements I personally live my life by. And so because I live my life by those value statements, I also have now learned to implement those in my business. So when I'm working with a client, I'm authentic. I'm speaking truth to them. You know, I'm also maybe having a little bit of fun with them. You know, laughter is, you know, is also good. But those are my core value statements. So you have to think about from your own personal standpoint, what are your core value statements? But then how with are those the same that you're going to use to govern your nonprofit? And how you're going to bring in either a new board of directors if you already have a board, or if you're someone who's new, how you're going to go and find board directors based on your company's core value statement. So here are some examples: artistic excellence, access for all, musical friendships, respect, communication, transparency. These are core value statements. They could be words. They don't have to be a sentence. You can just have simple, like I gave you mine. They're just simple sentences, but it's how I live my life. So if something is out of alignment, then I have to go back and say, was I authentic? Did I speak truth? Did I show love? Because everything I do, my statement is everything I do comes from a deep place of love is one of my models. Was I loving, you know, even in telling the truth? So these are things that you have to begin to think about. And here's what it needs to answer. First of all, do your core value statements. What are the key values that guide your organization? That's question number one. How will you define and implement these values in your organization? Do they inspire pride and bring out the best in you, in your board, in your volunteers, and in your staff? Do they do that? And if they don't, then you need to maybe take some time to think about, what are my value statements? What is it that I personally want to see in my own life, but then how does that spill over into everything that I do, including my nonprofit? Because that will guide how you do everything, how you set your programs up, how you actually create a mission statement and a vision statement, how you pick your board of directors, how you go about even picking donors and the funding you decide to go after. So I want you to really consider having mission, vision. Those two things are necessary, but also add the value statement. Here's an example of Goodwill Industries. I wanted to give you an example. This is their mission. Goodwill Industries International enhances the dignity and quality of life of individuals, families, and communities by eliminating barriers to opportunity and helping people in need reach their fullest potential through the power of work. Their vision: every person has the opportunity to achieve his or her fullest potential and participate in and contribute to all aspects of life. Here are their core values: respect. We treat all people with dignity and respect. Stewardship. We honor our heritage by being socially, financially, and environmentally responsible. Ethics. We strive to meet the highest ethical standards. Learning. We challenge each other to strive for excellence and to continually learn. And innovation. We embrace continuous improvement, bold creativity, and change. So this is an example that you can use when you are creating your own. And I hope that this was very helpful for you. And I want to thank you for listening to this episode and remind you of the importance of your why and your mission and vision and the importance of having a value statement, because these principles will help guide and sustain you as you are seeking funding and looking for donors. If you are interested in receiving a free 25-minute consultation from me, please visit my website at www.sandrachaney.com. And remember this: an inspired and successful nonprofit leader is a leader who remembers their why and works from the inside out, because it truly is an inside job. Until next time, thank you so much for listening to The Profit in the Nonprofit.